Hi, welcome to the Sun Sign School. I'm Steph Johnson and I'm going to talk about Jupiter. I'm going to start with some facts about Jupiter and then I'm going to go through Jupiter in the signs and houses and have a quick look at a Jupiter return. So we're talking all things Jupiter. Jupiter rules Sagittarius and Pisces. It also rules the liver, the thighs, the pituitary gland, and growth in general. Jupiter is the king of the gods in Roman mythology. He was also known as Jove and as the god of the sky and thunder. He's also called Zeus in Greek mythology. Jupiter, the planet, has 69 known moons. The largest of these are the Galilean moons, Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto. These were discovered by Galileo and Simon Marius in 1610. In the markets, Jupiter rules gold, as does the sun, and Jupiter also rules tin, zinc, and rubber. Let's learn a little bit more about Jupiter in astrology. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, abundance, and wisdom. Ancient astrologers called Jupiter the great benefic and believed it bestowed riches and rewards on individuals. This planet was associated with kings, lords, and others in high places. And even in modern astrology today, we still look to see where Jupiter is in the charts of modern day kings and queens. So, the great benefic. So, Jupiter is associated with being plentiful and benevolent. It is associated with being tolerant and expansive. It's the first of what we call the social planets, and Jupiter seeks insight through knowledge. This is the planet of exploration through study, travel, or higher learning. And I also call it the planet of the getting of wisdom. I believe that Jupiter tells us about our search for meaning, truth, and ethical values. It tells us how we grow, and not necessarily grow the hard way. Sometimes, like with Saturn, Saturn is the planet of no or slow growth or learning through experiences and sometimes hard experiences. But Jupiter, I think, is telling us that growth can also be quite beautiful as long as we honour the timing. So perhaps that's also the balance between Saturn and Jupiter. But with Jupiter, it's about growth and growth through expansion and that kind of excitement that can come with new things. So the sign that Jupiter is in will tell us how we go about seeking meaning and expanding our horizons. Do we do that easily or with more difficulty or fast or slow? But more on Jupiter in the signs later, just before I do Jupiter return. Talk about Jupiter in the houses. Now, Jupiter moves through the zodiac every 12 years. Now, that's not the fastest or the slowest moving planet in the zodiac, but it does mean that anyone born within a year of you or whatever chart you're looking at is likely to have the same sign. So I want to look at the signs separately or next. And first I want to look at the houses, because Jupiter in the house is going to tell where you have that kind of zest for life or that seeking of wisdom or that tendency to grow and expand. And also, as the ancients would say, what area of life are you going to experience good fortune in? So I'm going to go through Jupiter in the houses, and I may give an example or two along the way. Jupiter in the first house. Jupiter in the first house signifies that you have a zest for life, which makes other people sit up and take notice. So you are fortunate. You're fortunate and you do like to be the center of attention, whether it's in the company of a small or a large gathering. Now, the ancient astrologers talked about angular planets. That's that a planet was stronger if it was in the first, the fourth, the seventh, or the tenth house. So Jupiter in the first house says, this is lucky, you are fortunate, others will listen to you, you will grow through teaching, preaching, and sharing, and basically good fortune will come, and you should have, generally speaking, good health, well-being, and happiness. If you think, I'm not a teacher, at some point in your life you may find yourself teaching other people. Jupiter in the second house of your chart signifies that wealth and prosperity are yours for the asking. So you are able to attract personally great wealth and good fortune. Now, of course, you have to keep it. Jupiter is also the planet of expansion, working both ways, so you don't want it to be going out faster than it's coming in. But generally speaking, it's usually pretty good. For instance, this isn't a person's chart, but the Melbourne Crown Casino has Jupiter in the second house. If an astrologer elected that chart, because you really would want that. The Crown Casino's chart is for when it opened. So Jupiter in the third house signifies that ideas, they're what really help you expand. Talking with other people, not necessarily the big study, the academic study, but certainly anything that is involved with everyday sort of experiences like communications on a daily basis or going on short journeys or joining short courses. You may find yourself surrounded by books, magazines, publications. I love the connections that come through social media. You're always optimistic when you enjoy talking to people. You may write or teach, but this is going to be as a pastime. Maybe as a profession, but what the chart is showing with anyone who has Jupiter in the third house is that there's a real enthusiasm and optimism for communicating, both listening and getting that message out. Jupiter in the fourth house is about having a bountiful home. Now, that could mean that you live on your own and you live in a vast expanse, either surrounded, small house, tiny house in a big area or a big house. But the idea is that your home and family are two areas through which you grow, through which you have good fortune. Generally speaking, your family, it could be large, but it's going to be fun and rewarding, and you're going to enjoy the time that you actually spend there because you feel that this is where abundance occurs for you. It can also be a real love of not just your personal home, but your country. Interestingly, Dorothea McKellar, who wrote that song or poem, I Love a Sunburnt Country, had Jupiter in the fourth house. Jupiter in the fifth house is an interesting one. It usually signifies that you're a fun-loving person, that you are always on the lookout for new avenues of pleasure and amusement, that you're a real party person. But what if you're an introvert? Then you're likely to find your pleasure through the arts or through creativity, through expressing yourself on an individual level. Children are likely to be a blessing in your life, either through teaching them or having children of your own or being one of those people who is always the godparent of so many children. Someone who has Jupiter in the sixth house is certainly a person who knows how to liven up a dull day, even if it does mean rescheduling a few commitments and shaking up other people's routines. This is the sort of person who likes to live each day to the fullest and probably ignores a lot of the shoulds and have-tos. Now, generally speaking, this person will have good health. But this is also, we have to look at the other side of Jupiter, which is that grandiosity or that recklessness of going over the top occasionally. I mean, expansion without actually stopping and having any sense of restraint. So this can be a person who is prone to taking for granted their good health and maybe abusing it in some ways, but hopefully not. Really, it's more someone who just thinks, well, I don't want a desk job, but I want to have a life that's full of change and fun and adventure. Jupiter in the seventh house indicates that you are going to really receive good bounty and good fortune through your alliances with others. Now, this is most likely marriage and also business partnerships. This obviously depends on other planets that influence your marriage, but generally speaking, this is saying that good fortune can come to you through your alliances. In some cases, it can be that you've put your partner on a high horse, perhaps too high a horse, and they're not going to live up to your expectations. But hopefully you marry or get into contracts with people who are successful, who are people of good standing. One thing I would say with Jupiter in this house is choose wisely. Don't rush into a marital or a business relationship. Look at those details. You may also marry somebody who is a priest, a king, or, as I said before, somebody who is of high standing. Once again, Jupiter in the eighth house is going to bring you good fortune through your alliances, but this is more when you actually put your resources together. So your life really starts to become prosperous and rewarding when you join resources with someone else, either through marriage or a business partnership. So, for instance, your spouse brings riches into your lives, expanding your opportunities for achieving your goals. And this could also be true of investments, inheritances, and business enterprises, because you stand to benefit from other people's resources. Now, I will say the other thing about Jupiter in the 7th and the 8th is that other people can also do well from their alliances with you. Jupiter is not always about just material abundance. It can be that rewards, those financial rewards, the money that brings in opportunities for other things. And this is the key factor. Jupiter is not just about money. It's also about the opportunities that can come, perhaps through money or perhaps through other people. So your opportunities for travel, study, and improving your mind are also things that can be brought into your life via Jupiter. And when it's in the 7th and the 8th houses, this can be through other people. Also be keen to explore the meaning of life and life after death when you have Jupiter in the 8th house. Jupiter in the 9th house is combining two things. The 9th house is all about expansion and travel, and so is Jupiter. So this is going to show that if you're an extrovert and you're an active person, you are really going to want to travel the world and see things, experience things, and get wisdom and knowledge and all sorts of goodies from traveling about. If you're more introverted, then this could be that you're more sitting in an armchair, interested in international economics, politics, religion, and cultures, maybe going to foreign film festivals and such like. Either way, there's likely to be a real seeking of knowledge and experience foreign cultures. You may also really enjoy the whole life, the universe, and the whole damn thing. You know, discoveries of other galaxies and universal phenomena may excite you. It's also possible that there's been some sort of religious education for you from a young age. Now, that's not necessarily, could be, but it's not necessarily orthodox, but it's something that has sparked your interest. You might break free of traditional religion and explore other avenues. But you'll certainly be benefiting from people who live overseas, from your connections with foreign countries, and perhaps through religion, philosophy, teaching, publishing, law, and sports. Jupiter in the 9th house can also be a love of sports, of world sports, of the Olympics, etc. Anything that brings countries together under a unified banner. I said earlier that as astrologers, even in modern times, we look at the charts of kings and queens to see where Jupiter is. And one of the places where Jupiter can be an indicator of somebody in a high position of society or somebody who's going to be a really good king or queen is Jupiter in the 10th house. So anyone who has Jupiter in the 10th house is likely to be a high achiever, with a tendency to land on their feet no matter what difficulties are thrown on their path. So they're going to be popular, they're going to be noticeable, they're going to be people who are beneficial to people at large, and they're certainly going to succeed through whatever their chosen profession is, as long as they don't go over the top in trying to push their views on other people. But Jupiter in the 10th house also means you might travel for work. So you're the type of person, or the person with Jupiter in the 10th house is the type of person who is able to climb the ladder of success all the way to the top executive position. And they may also have the ability to influence a large number of people through their work. So you can see how that could be very beneficial in the chart of a king or queen. Now, their job also could be connected to Jupiterian type things like education, religion, philosophy, law, politics, philanthropy, publishing, public relations, or sport. But whatever the choice of career, they are going to be the ones who get promoted and have the opportunities to travel. I sometimes have clients who say to me, why am I always overlooked for jobs? Why is somebody promoted above me? And I always wondered to myself, gee, I wonder if those other people have Jupiter in the 10th house or high up in the chart, because they're the ones, for whatever reason, they just seem to be noticed. It's a very fortunate place to have Jupiter. Look at Jupiter in the 11th house. You know that song, I'll get by with a little help from my friends? Well, that could be the theme song of people with Jupiter in the 11th house. Normally, they have many true and fortunate friends, and some who even hold prominent positions in society. They're the sort of people who know how to network and know they just seem to attract that abundance from their friends or any group that they go into. They might hold a high position in a group, you know, president of the stamp club or something like that. They're usually very tolerant of people from all walks of society, and their friends appreciate this, and then they do their best to support the person with Jupiter in the 11th emotionally and sometimes even financially so that they can achieve their hopes, dreams and wishes. So this is a very fortunate place to have it as well, because they can be popular amongst their friends. They can be a real social success and the resulting benefits are considerable. They just need to be careful not to spread themselves too thin. Many years ago when I first started studying astrology, I saw a thing and it stayed in my mind, or read a thing, and it was Jupiter in the 12th house. And whoever it was, whichever book I read it in, said, Jupiter in the 12th house is having an angel on your shoulder. And what that means is when somebody has Jupiter in the 12th house, it indicates that in life's most despairing moments, they've got the ability to dig into a well of optimism and overcome all difficulties, or that they just get that bit of help at the right time. So they're usually kind-hearted people who like to help anyone who's suffering, and they may even work in that sort of arena, in a charitable organization, as a social worker. They're more likely to work behind the scenes rather than taking on a public role, and they may even refuse to accept public accolades. I've often wanted to look at the charts of those actors who take on really challenging and almost dark roles, and then they get an award or recognition and they actually don't want to stand up and take that award. They're not interested. And to me, I think that's very Jupiter in the 12th house. It's about how can I be of service to humanity, but I don't necessarily want to do that through active public life. These people also have a great respect for ancient wisdom, the spiritual teachings of past civilizations, and for the power of faith. So I hope that's shown you a little bit about Jupiter in the houses, which I think is quite a powerful statement in any chart. We need to look at the houses and know how to activate our Jupiter to get the positive things going, to get that sense of abundance. And abundance isn't always about money. It's about how we feel that our life is rich in the way that we want it to be rich. That could be with a large family. That could be with many friends. That could be with a comfortable home. That could be with a small home in a beautiful, expansive place. It's about what we want to grow through, what we feel abundant in. That's Jupiter in the houses. So what about Jupiter in the signs? Because as I said, Jupiter moves through the signs every 12 years. So our Jupiters are going to be very similar to those of our age group. And then every 12 years, somebody's going to have their Jupiter in the same sign as us. Wouldn't it be great if some of the schools actually knew, well, this class, everybody's got Jupiter in Aries, or this class, everyone's got Jupiter in Pisces. And then they were able to teach that way, because Jupiter's the planet of teaching and learning. That would be wonderful. So let's have a look at what you share and what traits you have with Jupiter in the signs, starting with, of course, Jupiter in Aries. So how do you learn? How do you experience things when you have Jupiter in Aries, a fire sign, the beginning of the zodiac? You love to initiate things. You do not like boredom. The person with Jupiter in Aries is a go-getter, a starter, impulsive, and has an abundance of fiery energy, even if other things in the chart are not indicating fire. It's important for a person with Jupiter in Aries to be experiencing growth through learning new things and experiencing new things. But then we have something quite different when we move on to Jupiter in Taurus. Jupiter in Taurus, more of a slow and steady wins the race. They would rather learn through step-by-step procedures and may learn a lot from an interest in history or delving into things that are practical. They prefer hands-on learning. Jupiter and Taurus people are also likely to seek security. There's a sense in which Jupiter and Taurus are opposites. They're not opposites astrologically, but I feel that their energies are quite opposing. So Jupiter's all about expansion, whereas Taurus is very much about not so much contraction, but definitely security or staying still. So people with Jupiter in Taurus are going to move out of their comfort zone cautiously, but move out they have to because Jupiter's there. So it's saying to grow, you need to expand, but expand slowly. Jupiter in Gemini is going to expand through ideas, excitement, lack of boredom. Again, like Jupiter in Aries, you can see some similarities, but this is an air sign. So communication, learning, connection is very, very important to Jupiter in Gemini. Transport's important. Someone with Jupiter in Gemini, for instance, may love connecting with somebody on the other side of the world through the internet. They are equally happy to connect with their neighbours and learn through them, learn through their fellow neighbours' experiences. Jupiter in Cancer, we go back to that more introverted kind of safety, security. Jupiter in Cancer are going to love home and family. These are the people who will travel across the world to visit family and friends. They're also very, very good at hospitality. They're quite happy to expand their world through hospitality, through the giving to and nurturing of other people. Jupiter in Leo. Well, Leo is such a lovely fire sign. It's the sign of look at me, look at me. They're very much about positivity and self-expression and creativity. So when Jupiter's here, you have a very creative person, a person who needs to learn and teach creativity and to learn through having fun. This is a fun-filled combination. Someone with Jupiter in Leo is going to have a very can-do attitude and they're going to be charismatic. So they're going to attract good fortune because of this. Jupiter in Virgo. To me, Jupiter in Virgo is a bit of a conundrum because Virgo is very logical, very detailed oriented, very organized, whereas Jupiter is very expansive. So it's kind of a little bit of a conundrum, a bit of a how does this work? So that is something that Jupiter and Virgo people are going to be interested in. How does this work? They're going to have very high standards. So Virgos have pretty high standards anyway because they're a little bit of perfectionists. Someone with Jupiter and Virgo is going to have particularly high standards, high expectations of themselves and other people. They're going to learn through detail. They also may be very, very good at research. So that ability to look at detail, but also to look beyond the detail at the patterns, the big patterns. So they may be very good in academia, in science, and in metaphysics perhaps, but probably more things like weather cycles, astronomy rather than astrology. But there is that real ability to learn through the intellect. Jupiter in Libra is going to be the born diplomat. They're the people who are going to be on the world stage trying to mediate between different countries that are in opposition. Because Jupiter in Libra is really about, well, as I said, mediation, diplomacy, and looking at how to make relationships better. They really learn through connections with other people. Right human relations are the sort of things that I would apply to Jupiter in Libra. Jupiter in Scorpio is going to give a real need to deep dive beyond the usual material and practical matters in life. This is somebody who is not so much philosophical, but really very metaphysical, interested in the mystical side of things, but also perhaps in psychology. So it's going above and beyond Jupiter, but in areas that are a deep dive, that are not shallow. So this could also be sexuality, crises, dramas in life. Where people are having difficult times, the person with Jupiter and Scorpio is not going to be afraid to get in and help. They may also learn through their own experiences with death and metaphysics and some forms of conflict and perhaps even violence, but this will depend on other things in the birth chart. Now, Jupiter in Sagittarius is very, very powerful because Jupiter rules Sagittarius. So we have the born traveler, philosopher, and it's basically a double dose of Sagittarius optimism, Jupiter optimism, abundance. This is a lucky and fortunate and strong combination, and one that you would like to see in the charts of kings or queens or people in high places. Jupiter in Capricorn struggles a little bit because this is about ambition. Jupiter in Capricorn people can be very ambitious, wanting to get to the top of some sort of corporate ladder. This isn't necessarily a bad thing or a negative thing, but it is important for Jupiter in Capricorn people to also seek meaning in what they're doing. Jupiter in Aquarius are innovative, socially aware, and definitely learning through freedom and doing things their own way. That's what interests them. Jupiter in Pisces is a born philosopher, a born spiritualist, a born philanthropist. Jupiter rules Pisces as well as Sagittarius, so this is a lovely combination for the priest, the prophet, the artist, somebody who wants to really find meaning through the more feminine arts in life. Before I finish this lesson, I want to talk about the Jupiter return. Being through the houses and the signs, you can apply this to your Jupiter return. This happens every 12 years. Jupiter comes back to its original place in the birth chart, and it signifies a time of renewal. It's the beginning of a new cycle. Someone's been experiencing Jupiter through their placement in the house or sign of their chart. There have been ups and downs, but when you get to Jupiter return, you have the chance to start all over again. If you're thinking of making a change in your life, then this is a really good time to springboard into that new change. You're likely to have a new level of understanding about yourself and how you've grown. So with the Jupiter return, you may meet new teachers, join new groups, start new activities, which will help you in the next cycle of learning. It's usually a really beneficial time during which you feel optimistic and positive. Adventures, little or big, can be embraced right now. You could look back 12 years or even 24 years, see if there's a pattern. Try to remember the good things or what good things started for you 12 years ago. This may give you the hint of opportunities that can come about now. So this is a time to think and act positively. Now, doors can open. We just need to make sure that we see them opening. Sometimes they can be so obvious, but they're not obvious to us. Before I took up astrology, I was pondering, what should I do? I knew I didn't want to do journalism as a single parent. It was too hard. And a friend of mine pointed out that you should do astrology. You really love it and you're good at it. And I said, oh, thanks very much, but that's just a hobby. Then I thought about it. Jupiter return. I started astrology, a whole new cycle, not just for 12 years, but for many years. So have a look at those opportunities. And as I like to say, phone a friend. See if a friend can see those opportunities or see something about yourself that you're not seeing yourself. This is where Jupiter can be very, very handy. The influence of positive people and positive groups and positive activities can really help you with your Jupiter and activating it and activating your Jupiter return. Here's to creating abundance, whatever that means to you, through the power of Jupiter in your chart and in the chart of people you see. I'm Steph Johnson for the Sun Sign Astrology School.